I have been a boxing fan all of my life. My earliest exposure to the sport was when I was 4 years old, sitting on my grandfather's lap, totally fascinated by these gloved men trying to dismantle each other. My grandfather, Jose Rodriguez, was a Golden Gloves boxer who went by the nickname Boxcar Joe. When he and my grandmother met, he was a hobo who used to work and ride the railroads, hence the nickname. My mother told me, even when he was well advanced in age, he would still hold up his fists and bob and weave to show that he still had it. Though he established himself as a Golden Gloves champion in the ring, in 1980, he lost his bout with cancer. He's been gone now for 30 years, leaving nothing but a few photographs, some tattered memories, and for me, a passion for boxing. I now coach my 8-year-old son Isaac, who never got to meet his great-grandfather, but no doubt has his DNA. Isaac used to beg to accompany me to the boxing gym. On his 8th birthday, he got his wish. I will never forget the look of wonder on his face as he looked around the gym for the first time. The loud thud of punching bags getting hit, the constant hum and snap of swinging jump ropes scraping the concrete floor, the smell of sweat hanging in the air, and the vocal instructions given by the coaches all blitz my son's senses like a child's first time at a carnival. Isaac understands his chores, homework, and behavior must match or exceed his enthusiasm for the ring. Boxing has been instrumental in developing my son's academic and social skills while allowing me a glimpse into the heart of the man my son will become. The rides to the gym provide a platform for conversations that probably wouldn't have happened otherwise. I now know the boy-girl ratio of his class, 9 boys and 14 girls, what he and his best friend Jesus trade during lunch, and all the latest music and fashion trends that dominate the third grade world. Undoubtedly, our bond as a father and son is strengthened. And while my grandfather didn't leave a monetary inheritance, I now realize what he did leave me is far more valuable. With this perspective, I'm Dan Garcia.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases. On the internet at lchb.com.